It is Low Standards and Pours, Thursday, April 2nd, about 20 after 8 in the evening, broadcasting from Detroit's Rock City. Our host tonight, the host with the mostest, needs no introduction. I don't even know why you even say it. It's Bill. Maybe not. We'll just wait for him to get on board.
I forgot to push the button. I'm here. Honey, I'm home.
What's going on?
I'm feeling foolish.
You are?
Yeah, because you know, you said April 2nd, and it's not.
I'm crunching in your ear. Yeah, I know that.
Thanks. Yeah. Oh, so you're trying to play an April Fool's joke by saying it's April 2nd?
Yeah, not really. I figure you had maybe something up your sleeve, though.
I do have something up my sleeve.
Yeah? Ooh, let it rip, Kidder Chip.
It's a very large...
Easy.
Okay, I'll stop. I'm stopping. I didn't say it. I didn't say it. Oh, man. I can't figure out which way to go with my glasses. You know, if you want to.
You got them on right, upside down?
We could go all night. You know, you got that red dress on.
All right, here goes. Fade out. All right, cool.
That's beautiful.
I am getting really good at that.
You are phenomenal at that fade out. Look, I got a couple of things for you. So, obviously, it's April 1st, and we're just going to be silly and have a good time. And I really wanted to do some other ways to bring it in, but... it is what it is, but I have to start with this. I got to start with a couple of things here. First off, because the law offices of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf have required that we always do this because blah, 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 legal shit, blah, blah, blah. The disclaimer is fair use is imparted for this show. We're going to play clips and we're going to comment. Then we want to try and sell you the music that we don't own in order to get dollars into the artist's creative sausage like fingers. Because it's nothing to do with us. We just love music, and we want you to go out and buy more music. Support the artists. Blah, blah, blah. And the other part of this, Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf wanted me to remind you that note, it's foolish, crazy, early April, springy-type, silly day. Weird shit's about to happen. Sit down. Strap in. Prepare to giggle your underpants off. Please listen at your own risk to sanity. These guys are moderately insane. What? All shows are poorly researched and presented by imbeciles.
What happens if your underpants aren't on?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're going to go commando regardless. Any semblance of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental and should not be considered factual, rational, or in any way reasonable. That said... Holy crap, I am so
you
ready.
You keep adding to this every time we do it?
I change it every time because, you know, they tell me to.
But I don't think you erase anything else.
Well, you know, but hold on. Here's the part where I need you to just relax.
All right.
I'm fucked up.
What the hell is that?
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get fucked up.
So that's the first part. And then the other part is, well, me getting ready to get rid of that. And
that's funny.
This. And hold on. There's another part of this intro that you just got to pay attention to because we were talking. First off, you edited what I sent you in the email.
Yeah, I know a little bit.
Was not pleased with because there's a reason that it was written that way. And you need to shut your cake hole and listen to this.
Oh, there was.
Just listen.
Who is more fool? Who is more fool? The fool of a fool who follows the fool. Who is more fool? Who is more fool? The fool of a fool who follows the fool.
Who is more the fool? The fool or the fool who follows the fool? That is one of my bands that I was going to talk about tonight.
Oh, well, you still can.
And I'm going to.
All right.
Follow me not. Me not. So we're going to get into the music part and the silliness because it's going to get silly. I have got a plethora of just goofy shit to play. That's barely even the beginning of it. But I wanted to make sure that we told the world in all seriousness. I actually get my shot this week coming up.
Oh, your big boy shot?
My big boy
the
shot.
Fanny?
No, the one in the shoulder.
Oh, you know, the COVID shot.
Mm-hmm.
What about pneumonia?
A shot
pneumonia
for shot? Like syphilis or something?
Maybe I should have got the one for pneumonia.
Right. Huh. No. No, so I'm getting mine, my first one middle of this week coming up. Got that whole Easter thing coming up this Sunday.
Yeah.
It's going to be silly. We may or may not delay our show. Who knows? It depends on how we feel.
True.
I'm barely going to do anything Sunday anyway. We're going to go visit my wife's dad for about an hour and sit outside and eat.
Gotcha.
And then head on home. It's not going to be anything crazy. So, you know, I'll be available if you're not hanging out with your mom all day drinking, you know, vodka shots.
Because
I know you and your mom like to do vodka shots.
Probably two would probably blow her pants off. So I try
Don't
to keep her
that.
Away from the vodka.
Don't do that. She might as well be listening to this show.
Right. She might be a listener. You never know.
Okay.
Maybe it's Evan.
No. Yeah. Your mom is Evan. That would be hilarious. Oh, man. Yeah. So I actually prepared for tonight's show because in as much as – I'm going to tell you this, and it's going to be a bummer.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good bummer. I don't even know how I'm going to make this a good bummer. So in 2008.
Oh.
Go ahead. On this very day in 2008, April Fool's Day, I got a phone call from my mother telling me that my father had passed away.
Oh.
And I could tell by her voice it was not an April Fool's thing. And so April Fool's Day, that would have been very cruel. April Fool's Day, to me, since then, has always been one of those, what am I going to do? Because I want to honor the memory of my father. But then again, my dad was kind of silly.
Yeah.
And this is like the first year, so this is 12 years now, that I've actually really kind of decided to get silly and just have a silly good fun day on April 1st. Since that time.
That's good.
So we're going to be silly. It's going to be goofy. It doesn't have to be in the memory of my father because he would look at some of this and go, son, I'm a little embarrassed by you. And that's okay.
I'm sure he'd be.
But, you know, hey, it is what it is. But so like one of my album guys said today, let's get fucked up. That was my delicious Ledaig.
Hold on a second.
Nice 10-year single malt scotch that you heard me open.
Sounds awfully tasty.
Are you going to crack a Guinness?
No, I thought about it. I'm drinking a little clear beer tonight.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
You're feeling better then?
Yeah. I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah.
I think we need a moment
Am I a fool for loving you? Yeah, put your phone aside.
Hold on.
Are you going to try and play some music?
Yeah, hold on a second. I know it's...
Oh, this should be fun.
Uh-oh.
are you going to try and do a tribute thing?
What did I do? Yeah, you know what?
You pushed a button and you messed everything up. And that's just it's par for the course. We're old men. We don't know any better.
Oh, it is. Delicious. Our technology sucks. What did I do?
Hmm. It's not just that. It's just that we're the operators are morons.
Well, Did you not listen to the disclaimer?
We're morons.
Yeah, but some of these people have like professional like stuff. But you know what? Screw those guys.
Why does it
we
matter?
We do it on a shoestring budget,
right?
And we're happy about that.
You know, I'm barely even in something that could be considered a studio that I call my back room. Where the computer happens to sit. And what are you doing now?
I think I'm screwing up all my settings. Hold on.
Awesome. You do that. That'd be perfect. Because, you know, happy St. Patrick's, whatever, what, April Fool's Patrick's Day, whatever the hell it is.
Here goes.
Okay, if you say so. Fool for your loving. I'm a fool for your loving. Just, oh, you're fool a fool. For your loving. We're just fools. You know, and I should have found every song in the world that has Fool in it, but I decided that I was going to go with two different bands that, well, both of which I love, by the way. They just so happen to fit this criteria for today's silliness of April Fools that just drives me nuts. And you heard the first part.
Go ahead.
Who is more the fool or the fool who follows the fool? And that was Follow Me Not by the Dream Warriors.
Oh.
Do you remember the Dream Warriors?
Yeah.
You remember this one? This is one of my favorites. Because they remade or retook that thing from, what do you call it?
It was like
The movie with Mike Myers being this international spy.
Yeah.
You'll know it. So that's, you know that song, right?
Yeah, I know the reference.
I'm talking about, right?
Yep, you know, I certainly do.
Yeah, it's that Mike Myers crap. And it was hilarious. But these guys, this is 1991, and this is from And Now the Legacy Begins, the album from 1991. And quite frankly, the Dream Warriors, this is just fun music. This is silly, goofy, fun music. This is my definition of a boomdastic jazz style. And what I really like at the beginning is this. Oh, hold on. I got to get back. Hey, come back here. Come on, you little cheese whiz. This is my favorite part of the whole thing. You'll get a kick out of this.
What the funk is this?
What the funk is this?
My definition of a boomastic
jazz. It's my definition of a boomastic jazz style, baby. But no, so that's, I love these guys. I bought this album in 91, 92, and overplayed it. Yeah, it's the Austin Powers thing. Thank you very much. And I just had so much fun with it. This is Wash Your Face in My Sink. Again,
oh, from the Dream Warriors,
and Now the Legacy Begins. You've
I
heard
forgot
this
about
stuff.
That song.
Yeah, it's just, it's
God,
kind of
when
goofy.
Was that out?
1991. Good bass line. It's just happy, fun, kind of goofy, silly, kind of, it makes rap sound interesting.
Well.
And it's just two guys having a good time, making music, being silly together.
Well, maybe if they can do it, we can do it.
I am like, not musical at all. That's why we're doing this stupid show.
Bill's just shoveling snow.
Huh?
I was just going to think of my own rhyme. Like, Bill's just shoveling snow.
Give me the shovel snow?
Bill's just cutting his lawn.
Just wash your face in my sink.
All right, I've got one for you.
Clear beer again?
What's that?
What's in clear beer again?
Potatoes? No, I don't know. It's
vodka and something.
Svedka and I do a little bit of the
fired
buy.
Svedka from the illegal.
It's like a tea drink buy, but it tastes like it's sweet.
Oh right, with the bye bye bye.
Bye 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 baby. Baby
the guy
bye,
from
bye.
The thing with the thing about that song with the other part about that song.
Yeah.
You can I'm gonna fade out. Wash your face in my sink.
All right, hold on. Wash my face in my sink. I got one more.
Oh, you're gonna give me something?
No, I'm just gonna kind of we're gonna do a little different tonight, maybe.
There's never anything different tonight. Hold on.
Watch.
Who is more fool? Who is more fool? The fool or the fool who follows the fool?
You're a fool.
Turn that down.
I just, all right, do your thing. I'm done with my foolishness.
Mine don't last very long.
All right, do your foolishness.
Here we go.
With my foolishness.
No, you can do your foolishness.
Oh, I will. Stop calling the shirt.
So we had some Whitesnake. Fool for Your Lovin'. Can you guess who this is? I was into some of these bands. I liked a lot of them. Not all of them, but some of them.
Uh-oh. I just made a mistake. I count the falling tears that fall before my eyes. Seems like a thousand years since we broke the ties. I call you on the phone, but never did you rise. So
I'll turn it off in a second. All alone, you're tired of waiting.
You know, you're nobody's fool. You are definitely nobody's fool.
I never realized how many songs there are that have the word fool in it.
Fool for Your Love.
I think that's pretty much what I've got. If I looked, I already thought I could probably come up with some more, but I'll leave it at that for right now.
But you know, the whole point of it isn't to make the...
Cinderella, nobody's fool.
Right, and that's a good tune. No, so you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
That lovely dog of mine.
I'd rather listen to hear something funny than listen to something funny.
Well, I'm going to tell you something funny, and then I'm going to let the dog ass back in. But that fun-ass dog of mine. That
just leave the gate open. There's
a
mistake.
No, don't need to, because he's wearing a cone right now.
Oh.
He is living in the cone of shame because... the wife took him to get his teeth cleaned, and they said, oh, yeah, we're going to have to remove, like, all of his face and 48,000 bumps on his ass. And
was he bad shape?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's 138 years old.
Like a buckshot or something? What would happen?
No, he just, you know, he's old. And, you know, old stuff happens to old people and old dogs.
Apparently.
So, you know, he's probably not going to bark too much tonight. Which
no, I got you. I don't need a cocktail, so talk your whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I've got – he's outside right now. I'm going to let him back in a second, and then we'll get back to the music thing.
All right.
But, he's looking at me like, dude, why do I have to wear this freaking cone? I hate you. I hate everyone. And he's figuring out how to climb stairs with it, though, which is good. Yeah. All right, make your drink.
I know you don't like me. I know you put me up to this.
Yeah. There it is. Sounds delicious. You know, we got the... there's almost one other person listening to us, and it's not you. But they're not there. They're not here yet.
Oh.
There might be somebody soon. But I got to give you this one again because, you know, this is what's happening. I just love this song. Just the intro.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get fucked up.
It's just one of those things that, you know, and this is the other guy that I wanted to talk about. Of course, I already spoke about the Dream Warriors. Which is, you know, they had the And Now the Legacy Begins, which is a great song from the album from 1991. But that, which you just heard, was, of course, my favorite lounge act ever. Now, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to play you these, I don't know, I've got like 12 or 15 songs set up by this very same artist.
Yeah.
And what he does is he does covers, but he does them in a fun sort of creative way.
Hmm.
And I want you to try and guess the name of the song as I'm playing him playing the song.
Interesting. Okay.
So this should be fun. And I'm gonna start with an easy one.
Oh, great. Yeah, really set me up.
Yeah. You need to get the taste of it.
I was talking with my honey the other day.
You hear him?
Yeah.
Pablo, honey. I said to her, I said, Pablo, honey, you go to my head. My radio head.
You'll get it.
Okay, computer.
You'll get it here.
Oh, my God.
You'll get it.
When you were here before, I couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel.
Are you kidding me?
Your skin makes me cry.
You get it?
Yeah.
And it's creep. Who?
Radiohead Creep.
Right.
That's
it's
pretty good.
So fucking special.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
I'm a creep.
You never know.
I'm a weirdo. What the heck am I doing?
This is what this day is for. Silly, goofy shit. This is Richard Cheese.
He yeah, doesn't played lounge. Him for you. You played him for me.
I played him for you before?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love me some Richard Cheese. We've never done a show on Richard Cheese, but you know, this is just my favorite funnest shit ever.
Kick it.
It is. I love remakes of songs because I enjoy people making it their own. But I really love it when they do something weird with it.
You ask your mom, please,
and there's nothing better than some Richard Cheese. You know what this one is?
I'm listening. I mean, I can hear the lyrics.
What's that?
I mean, I hold on.
Now, your mom threw away your best porno mag. Busted.
God.
Busted. You
have to fight. Beastie Boys. Yeah, oh, yes. Right party. As soon as he said porno mag, I'm like, oh, yeah, Beastie Boys.
As soon as you said busted, exactly.
Yeah.
But I love the piano. I love the, just the silliness of it. It just dances around and beep, bit a bop, beep, bit a bop. There's this freaking xylophone in Fight for Your Right to Party. Really? Really?
That's funny. That's
I
like,
know.
Yeah, it's like a little xylophone you got. So
let me fade this out. Oh, that one I'm going to save for later. This one is... Oh, you'll like this one. I'm anxious to see when you catch this one. When you actually get what this song is. You should get it pretty quick. It's just so much fun. Not taking life seriously. Come on, you guys.
Oh, welcome to the jungle. I said that just in about just enough time.
Just when he started screaming.
Oh, I hear that do 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 do. I'm like, oh, it's Welcome to the Jungle.
But I mean, and again, it's Richard Cheese, and just YouTube him, Google him.
I will.
This guy is so creative and fun, and just he takes all these great songs. And hold on, let me fade this out.
What my buddy said about Wesley Willis.
He does all these great songs and just really makes them just fun. It is just goofiness. And he's got hundreds. He's been going since the mid-1990s.
A gal who's trying to purchase something. She's trying to purchase a means of getting from down here to up there. No, she's not looking for an escalator. She's not looking for an elevator. She's looking for a staircase. Let's swing it.
This is so fun.
Gordon Gray on the bass.
It's just goofy.
There's a lady on the shore. All the glitters is
could you imagine going to a lounge act and seeing this guy
right.
doing all these great show songs and just having so much fun playing them?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I gotta fade this out. because that was Stairway to Heaven, Richard Cheese. Yeah. Go on YouTube, listen to it,
that is
go
pretty
somewhere
funny.
Else and buy it. Oh, this one I actually have queued up to a different spot. This one you'll guess in a second.
Me. Mama just killed a man.
Oh, God. Clean.
I know.
That's hilarious.
It's a 2-minute song, and I queued it up at like 58 seconds. Because the beginning part's kind of slow, as you would expect, but I wanted to throw this in there. But listen. I see a little silhouette of a man, Scaramouche, what a boot, will you do the Fandango, Thunderbolt, Lightfoot, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Galileo.
Now I know where you get all this stuff from.
I'm sorry, what's the next line?
Galileo.
Oh, right, right. Sorry. Galileo Figaro.
It just having so much fun playing it. I know. I'm just a dork, I know. I'll fade this one out too. To me.
Excuse me.
Are you ready to guess the next one?
I'm ready when you're ready.
All right. You're going to like this one. It's going to take a second because he really brings it up.
Brass monkey.
Oh, God.
Brass monkey junkie.
Could that be the Beastie Boys?
That's right. It's the Beastie Boys, Brass Monkey. And it's just so much fun. He does AC/DC. He does all sorts of just crazy shit. I got to feed this out because this one's fun too. But
somebody's going to be annoyed for me eating crunchers in their ear all night.
I swear, when I'm in a mood that I'm just like totally pissed off about stuff, how can you go wrong with this?
This. I am an Antichrist.
Hey, come on. Can you not? Just, it just pulls your face and goes, shut up and giggle, you dumbass.
That's pretty funny. I'm an anarchist.
It's just like taking the most serious, crazy punk rock and stuff and just going, yeah, we're going to jazz this up and we're going to make it a lounge act. And I'm going to ridiculously screw it up and just make it stupid. And you're going to have to laugh.
I probably would. I'd laugh for a little while.
I would enjoy seeing that. I had to fade that out. So I played this one for my daughter, who is a big fan of this particular individual. And you're going to go, oh, my God, really? He did this song, too?
But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving.
Really?
It's like I've got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. The player's gonna play, play, play. The hater's gonna
totally
hate,
lounge acting it. You know who this is, right?
You know what's going on? This is the first time I'm gonna play that.
Heartbreaker's gonna break, 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 break.
Oh, Heartbreaker.
Taylor Swift. Shake
what?
It off.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
That's why I don't know it. Taylor Swift.
Seriously, the guy is just silly and crazy. Hold on.
I love you.
He loves Taylor.
Thank you. But I keep cruising.
I just... It's just a fun way to play off on other people's music.
All right.
If I were to be... a musician, I would fade that out. I would do the same type thing because, you know, this is another one. Just like a classic that you and I both, I know you love. Oh, yes, this
oh
one,
God. Ben caught stealing?
Yes.
Oh, man.
But it's just so much fun. Talk about being
I know. You know
silly.
What? They are kind of gimmicky.
You
listen to them once, twice. You'd have to put them away for like 5 years and then pick them back up again.
Well, and that's what I've done is I've not listened to this in quite a while.
That's not a monthly gimmicky thing. That's like a
no. This is an annual thing, if that, because you know,
basically, it's kind of like these guys, too. You know?
You know, I don't think this show is suitable for children.
I don't think this show is suitable for anybody.
You know, and it's just one of those things that you just go, and this is, actually, I think I was going to try and fade out with this one. I don't even remember. You know this song, because, and again, it's still that Richard Cheese silly goofiness, and we don't have to spend a whole, you know, hour and a half talking music and stuff, but listen to how much fun this sounds. And you're going to go, he's doing that dark ass band?
You let me violate you.
Oh, God. Nice,
girl. I know. You let me desecrate. Doesn't it just make you go, oh, I love and hate this. I really hate this, but I still love it. It's horrible. This is ridiculous, and I love it. Yeah, Nine Inch Nails. He took Nine Inch Nails and made it a lounge act.
That's funny.
That is a creative, crazy guy. I bought a couple of his albums. Everybody needs to go out and buy this guy's at least one or two albums just for the shits to know that you have it in your arsenal of music. Because there's not a... I mean, there's... It's horrible. But it's awesome. You know, you love yourself some... Well, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to guess this one.
I'm going to make you guess this one, Eric. As soon as you do, I want to hear it. Well, you'll catch it pretty quick, actually.
Your own personal.
I know! We saw these guys live, not Richard Cheese, obviously, but Depeche Mode, and they did a great version of this song. But here's a guy standing in a pool with a microphone and a tuxedo singing Personal Jesus.
It's funny.
That is a guy who doesn't take himself too seriously.
I'll tell you what, man.
Fade this out.
I think it was Johnny Cash's daughter said do an album with a bunch of remakes on it of like Personal Jesus and all those.
Right.
It made him a lot of money, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That he did a really good job with that one.
Yeah.
Actually, that Johnny Cash album was great. That was one of his last albums. That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's another one to buy and just own and... That's not funny. That's just quality.
It's kind of a treasure, yeah. It's a little way.
Yeah, that is a national treasure. As opposed to what we're listening to right now, which is Richard Cheese singing. Go ahead, tell me.
What's the Cure? Love Story.
Just Like Heaven, baby.
Oh, Just Like Heaven.
Yeah, I know. It's just ridiculous. This guy just drives me crazy. I love Richard Cheese.
Wait.
But again, it's one of those things I can only listen to once in a while.
Yeah.
And
here we go. I got one for you. Turn that thing down.
All right.
Won't somebody please tell me what's wrong?
Oh, there's something wrong, baby. J-Lo has joined us.
You know you're in love. What you say?
You know you're in love, baby. I'll tell you about J-Lo in a minute as soon as the song is over. I'm digging it, baby.
Why he treats you like you do when he's such a good man? Unless he's got me smiling, then I should be
a fool in love. Tina Turner. Yeah.
That is just a great tune. It's a little rhythm and bluesy, and it's but it just rocks the house. You know, it just that's some good stuff. You know, for not coming prepared for some silly music for the 1st of April, you did good pulling that song up. But let me tell you about J-Lo, who's just joined us. Hey, J-Lo.
J-Lo.
See you there. Yeah, J-Lo, great friend of the show, smells lovely, part-time hand glider repairman, great taste in podcasts. That's our buddy J-Lo.
Loves Tina Turner.
Loves Tina Turner.
And owns a pair of her underwear.
And is probably going to end up buying some songs by Richard Cheese because, dude, this, if you guess this song, if you guess this song in the first minute, I'd be surprised.
Me?
Before he's, yeah, you, anybody. If anybody can guess this song before he starts singing, I would be very amazed. Come on, J-Lo, give me something, baby. Try and guess this. We're being silly. It's a remake, a lounge act, doing music. It took me forever to figure this out.
Baby I'm Amazed?
Once I heard it, I was like, oh my god, this is awesome.
Is it Baby I'm Amazed?
Say
Baby
it?
I'm Amazed? Is it Baby I'm Amazed?
No, no.
Pay attention to your guess.
No, it's not Baby I'm Amazed. You'll get it as soon as he starts singing. The moment he sings. Here it comes.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother.
God, right about now, Funk Check Soul Brother.
One of the fastest high beats per minute songs ever. I know. This, J-Lo, this is Richard Cheese from Lounge Against the Machine. The album's name is Lounge Against the Machine. It's ridiculous.
So how many more do you got?
He is a lounge act that basically takes and remakes songs like crazy. And this guy is hilarious. It is one of those things that I have bought a number of his albums. I own. Okay, already. But I love this guy, and more people need to buy his music because
apparently
he just has so much fun doing shit. It's like, oh my god! And that Rockefeller Skank one is just like, are you kidding me? Did I play this one for you, Eric?
Rockefeller Skank. That's
yeah, exactly. That's that guy.
It's the guy.
I knew it, and it just wasn't coming.
It's Rockefeller Skank is the techno guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Fatboy Slim.
Fatboy Slim. Thank you very much.
God.
But you know he does other stuff too, and it's like amazing other stuff. You're gonna go, oh my god, I can't believe you're doing this as a lounge act. Really? You would sing this song?
All right, star, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something
welcome to April 1st, you crazy fools. It's Richard Cheese singing Ice Ice Baby.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
I know, it's ridiculous.
That one, I wasn't getting that one. I could hear some similar lyrics, but I couldn't pick up on it.
Yeah, but watch this. Here it comes. Hold on.
Mic like a vandal, light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Ice, ice, baby.
Oh my god.
Can you believe it?
It's
like crap on a stick.
Yeah.
You look at it and go, oh my god, that's ridiculous, but you just can't take your eyes off it. It's the same with the audio. I'm serious. Richard Cheese is one of my favorites. And think about it. What is Richard short for? Or long for?
Yeah, Dick.
Exactly. It's essentially Dick Cheese. But he's a lounge act. And, you know, he's just crazy. This is not Richard Cheese. This is still the Dream Warriors again.
Who is more fool? Who is more fool? The fool
who
follows the fool.
I am more the fool because I'm the fool who follows the fool. Gimme.
Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
It's live.
I'm a fool for the city. I'm definitely a fool for the city. So apparently we've gone to
where are you guys from?
That's what's their name? The band with the thing about the stuff with the deal. Those guys that I love so much.
They're.
It's not Foreigner. It's the other one that's not quite Foreigner.
It's Foghat.
Foghat. I knew it started with an F.
Foghat. It's from.
Oh, I have that album. I have that album.
You have that album?
I do. On vinyl. Because I'm a dumbass. Yeah, you're exactly right, J-Lo. That is a great tune.
It is.
It's, you know, not quite, you know, Baby's Got Back by Richard Cheese, but come on. It's Fool for the City.
Fool for the City?
What was the other one that they did that's on that album? Love Hurts? Was that Love Hurts? Is that the same album?
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the album.
Well, you should have the album because what the hell's the matter with you? You're my age. We're smart-ish. Gin and Juice.
God,
don't
I've...
tell me that he did a version of this.
Oh, my God. Technology. I'm falling apart. Jeez.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Do you know...
I'm going to figure this out.
A relatively modern song by some like ridiculously young kid. Within the last 2 years, give it a listen to this, because I got a feel. I've never heard this before, but I got a feeling this is going to be awesome.
What?
It is. It's the one that I'm thinking of. This
Michael
is something
Bublé.
New by Richard Cheese, 2020.
White shirt now, red.
Oh God, it's going to be her. I can't believe it.
Sleeping, you're on your tippy toes.
Get a little.
Around like
I can hear it
no
in the piano.
Knows. Think you're
this
so
guy's so talented.
And no bruises
I can,
on
I can
both
feel it
my
in the piano.
For you. Don't say
just listen
thank
for your bad
you
guy.
Please, I do what I want when I'm
you
wanting
hear that?
To. So you're a tough guy, like it really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy. Chest always puffed.
I know.
I'm that bad type. Make your mom a sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type. My seducer dad type.
Not even
I'm the bad guy.
Oh my God.
I love it. He's so much fun. Seriously. If you've enjoyed any moment of any of this in anything that we've done. Yeah, that what's her name? The depressed girl, but she's a good kid. I've seen a little special on her and she's actually a really good kid. And she really is working through her issues with music. But this whole bad guy song, the fact that Richard Cheese, good fade out, throws
yes,
the song
sure
together. Oh, my God. I freaking love it. Go buy some Richard Cheese. Somebody who's listening, just buy one song on Apple iTunes.
You know what?
Thingy or Space, whatever, Space Force, whatever. Whatever you can do to throw a couple of bucks in the direction of either... You know, one of my bands, the Dream Warriors, which has, you know, And the Legacy Begins, which
right, hold
is a
on
great
a second.
Album. But, yeah, Billie Eilish. That's right. You're right, Jim. Exactly. But pick up some Richard Cheese. Spend some money on some of these guys. This is talent. Not this guy. Not this guy. This is not even worth it. Turn him the hell off.
This guy's all talent.
He's talented as I have hairy testicles.
He's talking about his mom smokes
not, turn that shit off. I'll give you this then. You'll know this song. You should know this song. And this is fun.
Die.
You know who this is, right?
Don't need your hate.
I'm the original artist.
Don't need your acceptance.
Gimme. Come on.
So what
bring
should
it.
I do? I
it's
don't
a punk
need
band,
your
baby.
Resistance. I
and he's taking a punk song, turned a dark ass punk song into a fun ass fun song.
Don't need a thing from you.
Lounge act.
I'll be sorry when I'm old. You're so
yeah, I know
full of shit, man. Just go die, motherfucker, die, motherfucker, die. Man.
Love it.
Who's your boy?
It's I can't even it's my brain's short now because I've had like 17 gallons of scotch tonight. But
well, it's gotta be either Pistols or Black Flag or
it's gotta be one of those flags.
Bad Brains or
hold on, let me fade this out and I'll find it. It's killing me now. Die. D-I-E.
T-S-O-L. Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
Die, motherfucker, die. Who the hell is this? It's one of those punk bands, though.
Yeah. It's narrowing it down.
Somebody like that. But, I mean, you listen to it and you're like, holy crap, that's a punk song. But here he did was turn it around and made it a freaking fun-ass fun song.
Oh, it's sung by Dope?
I think it's Dope, yeah.
Yeah, Die Before Die. Sung by Dope.
This is Dope right here in the background. And, you know, my buddy and I used to play wrestling video games to, you know, this acid rock, crazy punk shit. And just have a blast, and then every once in a while I'd throw in a mix with with Richard Cheese in it, and he'd just start cracking up and I'd beat the crap out of him because my character would be able to beat him up because he's laughing so hard he couldn't control him.
That's not a way to win.
Yeah, you know, I know it's cheating a
way
little
to
bit
win.
But it's hilarious.
Probably had money on it. Yeah, probably gambling. Yeah, my guy.
No. There was no gambling involved. It was always drinking involved. a lot of that. So I had some stuff that I was prepared to close with, and for the life of me, I can't find it anymore because apparently I was doing some crazy
left
shit.
Left it at work, maybe.
Huh?
Left it at work, maybe. Mm-hmm.
No, I had it all set up here while I was texting you back and forth saying, blah, blah, we're going to do this, that, and the other. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I was, you know, crazy drunk monkey. So,
crazy drunk monkey.
That's all there is to it. That's a great show. I really wish we could do a crazy drunk monkey show.
Billie Eilish, the depressed girl. I don't know too much about her.
Billie Eilish is, seriously, I saw a couple of things on her. She's a very talented young kid. She's remarkably talented.
Any instruments?
She's not, yeah, she does play instruments, but she's just not a very happy person because she's going through some shit.
Well,
and, you know, sometimes our brains are not developed correctly or what have you, but she's going through some shit, but she decides to go ahead and I'm looking at this going, oh my God, that's a good kid.
It's too hot in the kitchen.
I want to support that. You know what I mean?
No, I'm just saying it's too hot in the kitchen. Get the hell out. Go fix yourself. Move over.
Oh, my God.
Let people buy. You know? Merge. Yield.
Yeah, Gangnam style.
You know? If somebody's going faster past you, you don't pull them over and tell them your life story, right? Just let them pass.
Well, right. Yeah, sometimes. But sometimes, in order to get your life story out...
Yeah, you know,
you got to write a book, or
well, that's different. Yeah, that's.
Or you tell the story of how you got over what the crazy shit was.
Well,
that's Billie Eilish to me. She's telling the story of how she's getting over her shit. That's it. Seriously though, that's a brave, talented kid. I'm good with that kid. I'll buy her shit. And so this is Richard Cheese, part of Lounge Against the Machine from the 2002 album Toxicity.
I was living one big lie. She fucking hates me.
trust she fucking hates me.
Can you not love this?
Too hard and she tore my feelings.
This is a punk tune. I know. It's a punk song that he just transferred into some kind of fun, goofy shit. And it's, and he did it well. I mean, it's like, it, it goes.
Hates me.
You just want to dance to it.
Yeah.
The snap in the background, that's me. She fucking hates me.
Fucking hates me.
And that is, like I said, that's a total punk song. But yet, he made it so much fun. Go buy some Richard Cheese. Seriously.
I've had about enough Richard Cheese for about another year or so.
Oh, I know.
Feel free to bring him up in a year and we'll listen to him again.
Well, we could do Richard Cheese every April 1st.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
You know, and I'll find somebody else to go coincide with him. You know, the Dream Warriors were a fun little bunch because they're funky, they're goofy. And the Dream Warriors, in case you missed it, and The Legacy Begins, there's a couple of really good songs on that album from 1991. And it's just a lot of fun. Just a goofy, but it's rappy. I don't even know how to describe it. It is a very unique sound, but it's good.
Michael Bublé-ish?
No.
No. I would say Cheese has got a little Bublé in him.
Oh, Cheese, definitely.
Yeah.
He's got some, but he's got the silly
Bublé. Oh, for sure. Jill's is cruise ship music. Right. For sure. I've never been on a cruise before, but I can definitely picture it.
So I'm done with you.
All right.
Yeah. I don't have anything more musical.
You hear J-Lo? He cuts me off short again.
Yeah, you're exactly right. J-Lo's exactly correct. Cruise ship music.
Yeah.
This is crap. I'm getting rid of this. I'm done playing music. But
you said you had a real good outro music.
Yeah, I thought I did, but apparently I deleted it. And the fun, silly craziness that we were doing. So the outro music that we typically do is from Six and the Sevens.
Yeah.
And the song is, which one is it?
Uranium Clock.
Uranium Clock, which is great. Yeah. If you had handy a different Six and the Sevens song, yeah, thank you very much, J-Lo. We try to rock some good stuff.
We try to.
But no, if you had the one, hold on. I
just think for the fact, like, a lot of this stuff that you never hear about.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like buried like 30 years ago, or maybe it's kind of underground music. It's getting out in the open, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing is we want to make sure that we get enough people listening to it. Goofy, crazy, fun stuff that's out there.
Excuse me.
So there's, and this is aside from the April 1st silly goofiness that we're dealing with. This is a song from Six and the Sevens from the album Songs About Girls, which we kind of had the rights to.
Right.
Because Six and the Sevens is a band that is my brother's creation.
I asked him,
I said, hey, you know, if we play some of your stuff on our stupid podcast, are we okay with that? He's like, yeah, absolutely, feel free to. It's a silly podcast. Well, especially today because it's April 1st.
Yeah.
But so what you're hearing in the background is a song called Please Come Home.
Everybody else does. We are original.
But this is a good, bluesy, beautiful little song that when I was driving back from Arizona to come home after being gone for a month and a half from my family because of work, I was listening to this album like 1,600 times because was 1,400 hours to get home from Arizona to home. But there's the guy singing.
Well, I've been faithful to you, dear.
And he's just singing along. And it's just this beautiful love song, bluesy thing. But when she comes out, holy crap, the voice starts to crackle in my head. And I'm like, holy, listen to this.
I'm listening.
Just gimme. Be patient with me. There's a bit of a prelude before she comes out. And I think I'm going to skip some of it. But there's some just really good stuff. Really bluesy and good fun stuff. I'm skipping some of this. Here it comes. With her guitar. Here she comes. Ugh. But seriously, this is a band that should have gone national. With that guitar work. And the lyrics. I mean, seriously. Who would not want to buy songs about girls by Six and the Sevens, a Detroit band? Because listen to this. Here she comes. This is one of my favorite songs ever. It's off the same album as Uranium Clock, which is what we go out to, and we intro to a different song.
I know you've always done that.
Listen to her voice, the tone. Just delicious.
But as love flickers like a flame, even the sweetest things must change.
It's a remarkable love song. That's a bluesy love song.
I guess there's nothing left to
say. Was that a cover?
Remarkable. I guess there's nothing left to say. I'm going to fade that out.
Love it.
That is a delicious song, and that one just drives me crazy. This is Twisted by Songs from Songs About Girls by Six and the Sevens. We're going to fade out to this one.
All right. Eric. Let it rip.
This is, I remember sitting when they were playing this, they were warming it up before going out to play it the first time. And I'm sitting in my brother's sound booth. The drummer wasn't there that day because he couldn't show up early enough to practice.
Yeah.
Lead singer was playing the keyboards, brother on the bass, guitar player, and a couple other things. And I just sat at the drum kit, and I just tapped a little bit. And I'm listening to the keyboard player who wrote this song, Lawrence, tell this story in the song.
Now, was the keyboardist the same as the organist, or no?
Say that again.
Was the keyboardist the same as the organist, or no?
No.
They were separate, different.
No, that was a different story. There's a whole lot of stuff for the Six and the Sevens, and this is a struggling band that really worked hard and went through a lot of struggles. Two different band members passed away. But the music tells a story. And these guys are just talented. Lawrence is not the one who passed away, but I remember sitting there and he was singing this song, and I'm like, when it was over, he's like, well, what'd you think? Because I'm the one in the room that hadn't heard it before.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I was walking with you through this song. Your vocals took me on a walking tour of this song. The bass carried me through. The keyboards carried me through. This was delicious. And he just looked up at me. He's like, that's what I wanted to do. Take you on a journey.
Rock on.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
This one is Twisted. It's from Songs About Girls by the Six and the Sevens, which is a Detroit band. And when you see the album cover, you're going to go, wow, she's beautiful. Just stunning.
I get her.
Mm-hmm. You have this album. I think you have this one.
I might.
Eric, I think we're done.
Rock on.
Are you doing it rock or am on, I? You're closing it out?
Yeah, let's talk over the weekend. Yeah, we'll talk about Easter Sunday. Maybe we'll do it Saturday. Maybe we'll do it Monday, whatever.
Yeah, maybe whatever. We'll we might do something fun either way. You know, J-Lo, thanks for showing up. I had a whole bunch of – I was thinking other people might actually show up. A whole bunch of other things because you know about J-Lo.
Yeah.
Of course, simply adorable, good friend of the show. Last week did something awesome, has great taste in podcast. We love ourselves some J-Lo. Thanks for stopping by. We do
worked for NASA for 3 years.
From last I heard. Thanks, listen at the risk of your own sanity. We are
go back and listen to some of that stuff. It's kind of a funny show.
Yeah. But
our last show we had some good info on too regarding what was it called? Black Widow?
I don't even know.
No, True Widow. Go listen to our show last week about True Widows. If you like that dark, kind of powerful, bluesy, rock and roll, kind of dark, there's a group by the name of True Widow that's excellent, out of Dallas.
And seriously, and I'm going to say this again before Eric cues in the music to fade me out. We really just love talking about music, and you could tell as I'm talking about Six and the Sevens, I'm a little emotional about that one. I really had a great time talking about Lounge Against the Machine with Richard Cheese because it's funny as crap, and I love other kinds of music. Eric is a big fan of music as well, and you know, anybody who listens to us is going to go, yeah, these guys really do just love music and they're just having a good time. Go out and buy some of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, or even better yet, what we'd prefer is after you buy the stuff, tell us about stuff that you just have a passion
for. Yeah, recommend.
Recommend something that you are just like, oh my God, every time I hear this song, I weep or I laugh until I fart. Or, you know, just something, you know, give us something.
I only fart when I laugh.
Whatever. But tell us the things that make you go, oh, my God, that's a great song.
I got to go. I got to go to a little sandbox. I can leave you on if you want to keep yakking.
No, just give me some outro.
Outro? Okay, here it goes.
You're doing it.